This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Sticking with our travel theme, if you look at the 2 days that led into the holiday weekend, that Thursday and Friday, the number of passengers cleared through TSA checkpoints actually surpassed the totals back in 2019. That is the first time that's happened since the pandemic hit. So yeah, travel is coming back, but I should say one piece of this travel recovery is still lagging pretty badly, and that is business travel. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Business travel is still down as much as 50% from pre-pandemic levels, and that matters to airlines and hotel chains, says Joanna Piacenza at Morning Consult.
They make up 10 to 15% of travelers, but they can contribute up to 75% for a company's revenues.
They buy premium air tickets at the last minute, book hotel suites, eat out on expense accounts. Morning Consult finds 3 in 10 pre-pandemic business travelers aren't planning a trip this year. Ellen Lewis at consulting firm LEK says some of that's thanks to lessons learned during the pandemic.
Technology, Zoom and Teams will replace some meetings that would have occurred live going forward.
Lewis says other kinds of travel resistance come from management and employees.
CFOs have been able to reduce their travel budgets. Reopening those purse strings will take time. The productivity that people have discovered, they've found that they can be more productive by not investing time in travel.
On the flip side, says Madhu Unakrishnan at Airline Weekly, the new post-pandemic way we work might boost some domestic business travel.
Instead of having people come into an office every day, they may have sort of an off-site every quarter or every month.
Unakrishnan says the big question, can these new remote white-collar road warriors replace the big-spending executives who used to book business-class tickets to London at the last minute for lunch? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.